Everyone wants to get tough on crime until it affects them. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The militia occupation of that wildlife refuge near Burns, Oregon, has been going on for 20 days now. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown was pretty clear.
The spectacle of lawlessness must end.
The mayor of Burns had a simple message for the militias.
Go home.
Go home. Because the people of Burns see the militia circus as eclipsing the main issue, which is the jailing of two of their neighbors, Dwight Hammond and his son Stephen. The Hammonds are ranchers who admitted that they burned about 150 acres of government land to control insects, which is exactly how the government controls insects, except the Hammonds didn't have permission. Since nobody was injured, the judge sentenced them to only a few months. But then the prosecutor invoked a law passed in 1996 in the wake of the Oklahoma City bombing that mandates 5 years for destroying federal property. And that 5-year sentence prompted peaceful demonstrations that were then hijacked by the militias. But at Tuesday's meeting in the gym, one woman was brave enough to stand up and point this out.
The mandatory minimum sentencing was not invented for the Hammonds. It has been around for 20 years, and it was the Republicans who put them in place.
And President Clinton, who signed them into law. And the Hammonds, she says, can't expect special treatment.
And it is very sad, but it is sad for everybody in America who has an unfair sentence.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.